Backyard and Beyond. And so far this morning, we have half of a team, Laura Canning, of course, the naturalist for Cass County. And I don't know what would be a better thing to talk about than summer camps.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah.
Sneaking right up on us.
Yes, it is. And you have several planned.
Yeah.
And I said, well, they start in June, don't they? And you go,
May 31st is technically our first one.
So June waits for nobody. Here it comes, and you're starting on May 31st. So do we want to start with kinds of camps or age groups? Where should we start?
Well, our age groups, and then we have the type or the topic goes by our age group. So,
okay.
And it changes every year. People ask us, well, we want to get our kid into it. Will they see them all? If they start as kindergartners, they'll see it's a rotation, and they'll see every theme rotation. And so,
So you offer the same camps every year, but to different
ages.
But on a three-year
rotation.
Okay.
So by the time you're going to age out into the next group up, you've seen them all.
Wow. So, okay.
Yeah, we do get people asking. And sometimes
sometimes
the topics don't interest their kid and things like that. So, you know, you're welcome to
pick and choose.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
And sometimes the timing, I'm sure, doesn't work for some families either. But one of the nice things I think about these camps is they're right here. You don't have to pack up your kid with a whole bunch of stuff and send them off somewhere else for a week. Or maybe you'd like to do that. I don't know. But they could do that kind of camp as well as a day camp.
Yeah. And so with our K through second grade camps, we do in the morning or in the afternoon. And so they're just a couple hours. And then we do a consecutive day. So 2 days and two mornings. And then we're, like we said, we're starting on May 31st with our first one out at Lake Anita. And the K through second grade is rockin' reptiles this year.
Yeah.
And we then also offer these in other parts of the county. You can pick the date that works best for you, or you can pick just the spot that works best for you. We're very flexible. So our Lake Anita one is first, and then we move on to Sunnyside. And then our Sunnyside one, we offer morning and afternoon, and that'll be June 6th and 7th. And
now I want morning and or morning or?
Or, sorry.
Okay,
morning
okay,
or,
just
sorry.
To clarify that so they can choose which time, but for 2 days.
Yep, for 2 days, yep.
Okay.
And then we have down at Cold Springs in Lewis, we do the camp again in the morning down there on June 15th and 16th. So,
and that's for the kindergartner through first graders. We'll try and review those choices again, but lots of choices for people to make so that it fits their schedule. You want kids to be able to participate.
Yes. And the nice thing is we have them, we start them out, you know, a little early, and then there's our June 15th, 16th camps kind of in the middle of the month. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so
that's at Lewis.
Okay.
So. And then we have our third through fifth grade camps. And so this year's topic is To Earth and Beyond. So we're talking about space and planets and things like that. And so we are all doing that one. Once you get into third grade, we keep you for most of the day. And you bring a sack lunch. That one goes from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we do it at Lake Anita, Lewis, and Sunnyside again. So.
And is that for 2 days also?
Nope. That one's just one day.
So 1 day, all day,
basically.
Basically,
and bring your lunch. Yeah.
Okay.
And so that one is always fun. We talk about spacewalking, and we talk about space food. Oliver.
Do I get to sample some?
Yes, our snacks are all space food.
Oh, interesting.
Things like that. So, yeah.
But you really should hold those at midnight, you know.
Oh, well. They should be sleeping.
Yeah, that's not a very practical idea.
Yes, so that's third through fifth grade is To Earth and Beyond. And then we now offer also, this is our fourth year in doing an older kids camp. So a sixth through eighth grade camp. And the sixth through eighth grade camp, every year we base it off of a natural resource kind of science job. And
okay.
So does
that go with STEM? Science?
Of course. And so this year's job or the natural resource focus is fishing. So we have our Iowa DNR fisheries guys come help us out with camp. And last time we did this camp, they even took the kids out on the electro fishing, electroshocking boat. And they go through pretty much what they do in a day, what they're in charge of, you know, scientific-wise, research-wise with the fish, and things like that.
And then the action, you know, that's
yes.
The, let's and get down so to what the it, action.
Yes, it's a lot of math, and that's one of the things that kids they walk away from our camp. They're going, man, if you want to go play with fish, that's a lot of math sometimes.
That's the important part of learning this. And
yes,
experience.
And that one's all day as well. And that one is only held in Lewis, and we do offer busing from Atlantic for that one. So because we do go from 8:30 to 4:30. And the camp goes right around from 9 to 4.
And do they need to bring a lunch?
And they bring, actually, with that one, we make lunch because, you know, they're 6th through 8th grade kids. We make stuff in the Dutch oven and things like that. So
why doesn't Dutch oven surprise me? Laura is a master at lunch, at that kind of cooking. So, I used to cook on a gallon can. Do you ever do that?
Yes. We have a little burn. Yep. We have that set up too.
All right. I mean, it's kind of the really ultra simple to the one that takes a little more equipment.
Right. Yeah. Yep. And one of the things is with the younger kid camps, we do a t-shirt. And with the older kids camp, instead of doing a t-shirt, we provide them lunch for that for the $10 fee.
Okay.
So.
Well, by then they probably have a lot of t-shirts.
Yes, right?
So there is a fee for these. What?
Yes, it's $10 per child. And so...
no matter what age.
No matter what age.
Okay, that's easy.
Nope. Yep, so that's easy. And if you're wanting to find our forms, they're both on our website on AtlanticIowa.com, and they're also on the extensions website through the Cass County Extension page.
Yes.
And then we also require a medical form if they don't have one filled out.
Yeah, so a child could go in and start filling this out. I mean, they're so computer savvy, but they still need mom or dad, some family permission
and to turn it in to us. And so just come down to the county extension office and turn it in.
If they have already had one of those medical permissions for some other purpose?
From either 4-H or from, we have winter camps. And so if they've already attended winter camp this year, we already have their medical form. So
okay. So don't need to repeat that.
Right.
That's good. I mean, I think that just makes
sometimes,
the whole process a little easier.
don't need a lot of paperwork, but we do need a little bit. So,
okay.
Yeah. And so just bring the form and the $10 fee down to the Cass County Extension office, and we'll get you all signed up. And I always tell people, don't think that they're pinholed if they go to a Griswold school that they have to come to a Lewis camp, kind of thing. Go with what works best for your family schedule and things like that. We'll fit you right in.
Well, maybe somebody's going to work and can take the child along or whatever works. Because again, it's important for kids to have this experience. And I think
we get outside, we go hiking, we have a snack and things like that.
Yeah. And if they're maybe new to the area, this is a great way to get acquainted with some of those campsites, those parks, because you have lots of facilities in Cass County.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And we go utilize Lake Anita and Camblin's shelter and also Gold Springs Park.
Mm-hmm. So come get acquainted with those. Okay. Let's... I just want to, in general, why should kids come to camp? I've just sort of said that's kind of fun. Why do you think kids should come to camp, Laura?
Well, of course, it's fun science and fun learning. But besides that, we also have tons of fun. And we're outside, playing outside. And we do lots of games. And we keep them moving. It's never boring.
Okay. Well, and since they're choosing a site, maybe they're going to meet some new friends. You know, you can bring a friend with you, but maybe you'll meet some new people. And having talked to youth who've been in a number of organizations compared to people who aren't, the ones who aren't go, well, how do you know that person? Where did you meet? You know, why do you know all those people? Well, this is one of the places they can get acquainted with people outside of their class, outside of their friends, and That could be really fun.
Yeah, and yeah. sometimes we have the kids that sign up just because they love dinosaurs, or just because they love the planets and the space, you know. Okay. So just depending on it, you know, that depends on the kids too. So.
Okay, so let's see if we can quickly go kindergarten through second grade.
And that's grade completed.
Okay.
And that's Rockin' Reptiles, and we have Lake Anita is our first one, May 31st and June 1st. June 6th and 7th is our Sunnyside dates, and those are getting kind of full, so just letting you know. June 5th and 6th down at Cold Springs in Lewis, and then our 3rd through 5th grade is our To Earth and Beyond, our space camp. That's all day, and they bring a sack lunch 9 to 4 on June 2nd, June 3rd, and June 9th. And that's Anita, Lewis, and Atlantic.
Okay. $10 for any one of those classes. So.
And then also $10 for our 6th through 8th grade outdoor adventure camp. Fishing this year is our topic. So
go on website to atlanticiowa.com.
Or click on conservation. Or you can go to the extension at Iowa State and click on Cass County.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Laura Canning,
for being
here today. Until next time, here's a thought. The greatest gifts you can give your children are the roots of responsibility and the wings of independence.